Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Shep.
Maybe not.
I don't know how I feel.
About what?
The state of our country.
About the state of our golf team.
Geopolitical relations. AI.
Shows back on the air.
There's something way more important that I feel is worthy of thought. Will the Patriots beat the Panthers on Sunday? What does Jimmy Kimmel think?
Find out nationwide, apparently, now.
I think he probably is against the Patriots, right? He probably likes the Panthers, right? Isn't Bob Kraft a Trump guy? Kimmel probably... Kimmel had his way, you'd be Shep next week.
Who donated to who? I don't know. I'm not keeping tabs.
I'm just saying. Kraft seems like a Trump guy. I don't know if that's true or not. All right. I think it is true. All right, so we're on the Patriots. I don't know how I feel about it, but, you know, we'll roll the dial. I'll tell you what, though, man. Tyler, pop on here, and then we'll get to the bets. When that game kicks off, wow.
It's going to be a sweat.
This is going to be one of the great sweats of all time on Sunday with the Patriots. I love how, like, I bring Tyler on there, and he just freaking looks at us. Like, he stares into the camera like a deer in headlights. Get him off the camera.
I didn't know where this was going. All right, see you guys. I like Denver. I'm just putting that out there.
I saw Jake's comment in the chat of Tyler putting his slides back on.
Bring him on the air. Hey, Tyler, come join us here. He turns his camera and just stares straight ahead.
It's an audio medium, man. Hello.
Also the visual medium. Yeah, here's someone. Why is he on the screen? He's not talking. Why is he there?
Just smiling. You know, just checking in. We're all going to be together, though, Sunday morning, countdown to kickoff, sweating Vikings Steelers.
What a joy. How about this? Bill here? Is Bill Zimmerman here? That's the great thing about the show. You never know if anyone's actually here. Is Bill with us?
I am indeed.
All right, Bill Zimmerman is with us. Bill, now you do, because you somehow snaked your way out of doing Countdown for Kickoff this year, which is fine. Tyler, the show requires like no production, which is not an insult to anyone. It basically runs itself. So Tyler produces the show this year. Tyler, Bill would do the same amount of work that Tyler's doing for the show. Not an insult or a compliment to anybody. Bill, how does it make you feel as an executive producer, knowing that earlier today, Femi texted me to say that he needs to leave the show for a few minutes on Sunday morning to do a his weekly hit on WIP in Philadelphia. So he needs to leave for like three minutes. But how does that make you, like, how would you react to that?
I would say we have to make things work because we at Odyssey are a family and we want everyone to succeed.
Get this freak off camera. Please. I'm so sick of all of you. Put Bill back on.
Odyssey at work, man.
You know what?
Shut up at work, bro.
What was going through your mind when you decided to wear red today?
What's wrong with red? I like some color. I mean, you guys are all wearing black. Yeah. You can have a little pizzazz in your life.
Panther's funeral.
Okay.
I wore black because I thought Nick might go stripes again. So I was like, somebody's got to wear black on the program. But he went with the solids.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So make our
Odyssey teammates. What up, Philly?
Yeah, that's great. You know, who cares about the actual show that we're on when you could do another show?
Trying to produce Wagertainment, man.
honestly, it's like when Brad Evans does his spots
in New Orleans. We love it.
Bill, just do me a favor, Bill. Less talking and more making sure that Mike Brown gets Rob Pozzola and Mark Schlereth on video next week, please. Can we just focus on top of everything?
It's the end of the week and Nick has had it.
I love him.
A man reaches breaking point.
29 minutes ago, Nick reached his breaking point.
By the way, just wait until Sunday when Tyler reminds me that Femi has to leave during the show.
It'll be during the break. It's not going to interrupt anything. I even texted you. I said, do we have the same break structures as... Yeah, it's like 11:55 Eastern, and I'll be done by like 11:58. It's a quick hit. It's like 3.5 minutes at the absolute most.
Who do you do it with?
Our guy Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. Yeah, it's their pregame show.
I like Joe and Hugh.
Talking bets, baby. Yeah, they're good dudes.
Yeah. Addie brings up.
Ask me about the Eagle game.
Would you like to read? Would you like to read what she wrote?
Oh, which is very true. Like this did happen. Was this last week when Nick left to do his Westwood One hit? So you know what? You actually left during the show for an entire segment.
I did. Not during
the break. It felt like it was an entire segment.
I guess
it was like 8 minutes of a segment.
It was like eight minutes. It was way less than 8 minutes. It was like 4 minutes. But it was still like a decent amount of time.
Apparently, we're in the middle. Six is what Tyler was saying.
Well, when's the
go ahead, go check tape.
Oh, you guys had it. Okay. What was Bill Zimmerman had a market for it? So that was because I have to write an update. I got that done really fast. I felt like
I bet the over in it just because I was like, I don't know, like maybe they want you to send something back or whatever. Because you said that there's a chance that they might need me to send back. I was like, okay, I'll bake in some of that. So I went the over, but the under did cash pretty easily.
Yeah. Well, wait. When's the next Monday Night Football doubleheader?
We have one. Next week? It's not a doubleheader. It's like a staggered one.
No. The next staggered one.
So the next double, because we do have one more doubleheader, if I could find it here. So
there's another staggered one in like a month, right? Oh, yeah.
So week seven is a traditional doubleheader. Bucks, so Lions, then Texans, Seahawks.
Yeah. Femi Ebebefe here on You Better You Bet. Nick Costo's on assignments. Making
60
money
minutes away.
From
from Bucks Lions, old school NFC Central showdown.
All right. I love the NFC Central reference. Okay. Yeah. College football bets.
Let's do it.
All right. You bet on this Friday. Jake, do you have the, I have a small card right now. I'm hoping like maybe you talk me into some bets.
Convince you on. Yeah.
I would love to be convinced. Jake, can we hit the college football music, please? want to say that if we had to do like our crew power rankings, Jake is number one this week.
It's October, man. He's a baseball guy.
Yeah, Jake. Well, it's September.
Well, I guess, yeah, almost October. Playoffs.
Jake's gearing up for the postseason. Jake's the number one seed right now.
Throwing his best stuff.
Tyler, what's the case that you'd like to make to be number one?
I mean, who comes into this show every day, never misses a day? I bring good energy all the time, and I'm always like last on this list. I come on the air, I bring good vibes. What do I need to do to be number one? That's my question.
Your
vibes
are
great.
What do I need to do?
Yes, you're number one in our hearts.
All right, I'll take it. I'll be last.
How would you rate his energy earlier this segment?
Yes, but we brought him on the air and he stared straight into space. Like he just like ripped a gravity bong.
10 p.m. tonight.
Good energy, man.
honestly, we go after the people we like the most. That's how this goes. Honestly, there's like a really funny joke I could tell. You know, let's just move on. Femi, college football bets for this weekend. Football. What do you got and why?
Do you want my Friday or my Saturday first? What do you want to do here? You want to do Saturday first and then get to Friday later on?
Well,
I got two for tonight's games.
Let's just go in chronological order.
Okay, I'll just, because the slate was Saturday. I think we have a Friday slate as well up for the games that we have. A couple of interesting games. Florida State, Virginia, TCU, Arizona State, and of course the less interesting one is Oregon State hosting Houston. But I like Virginia in this game. This is one of those classic look-ahead spots. We've seen great Florida State teams back in the 90s lose to Virginia in this game, but Virginia's offense has been cooking quite a bit. And also Florida State, want to talk about look-ahead spot? Miami next week. And that is a monster, monster game. I like the Cavaliers to keep the game competitive. I don't think they win, but I do think this is a shootout, last team with the ball. I could see Virginia just losing by like four or so. So I took the 7. And I'll also lay 2.5 with Arizona State against TCU. Unranked favorite at home against a ranked team. That system usually works out really, really well, especially with these weird nights like Friday, Thursday night games in college football. Today being a Friday, give me the Sun Devils at home, where these teams that are not used to going to Arizona typically struggle. So I'll go with Arizona State laying the 2.5. You get anything for Friday, or do you want me to hit my Saturday?
I got nothing. But we know we could bring, well, Bill, when Femi's done, we'll do the real one college football bets. Please continue.
Perfect. All right, let's go ahead and back Utah State +23 against Vanderbilt. Ooh. PJ Glasser talked about this earlier. Look ahead spot for Vandy. Bama on deck. I like Utah State getting all those points. I know Vandy, Diego Pavia, fun. Yeah, great. I don't think they're going to be really pressing the gas against this Utah State team. I'll also play the dead cat bounce spot in both games this week. Oklahoma State +21 against Baylor, first game after firing Mike Gundy earlier this week. And then UCLA +6.5 on the road at Northwestern. Think about how Northwestern plays football. Should they ever be laying 6.5? I don't think so. And UCLA, everyone's a 10 as they're up after they fired Deshaun Foster a couple of weeks ago. Let's also get into some other games. Iowa +8 against Indiana. This is just playing back off of Indiana's massive win over Illinois. They just throttled them. Everyone's high on Fernando Mendoza. Great. Well, here's an Iowa defense that's much better than Illinois'. I think Iowa brings them down to the mud, and they cover the 8. I like Ole Miss on the money line, -125. We've talked about that game all throughout the week. I just like Trinidad Chambliss. I think this kid is legit. He's really good, and I think LSU's been fraudulent, as we've seen their wins
NFL
not age that great. Might be. He's really good, man. And like the fact that like Simmons is healthy, they're just like, yeah, we're good, man. Like we got Trinidad. Yeah. So let's see. Let's see now that they're getting into the meat of the schedule. But I do like Chambliss quite a bit for Ole Miss. USC and Illinois, pains me to say it, the Illini at 7 is a bet. I took 7 with Illinois. Not a massive bet, but like I just think that it's like asking a lot for this USC team on the road early in the Saturday slate. I think they're going to start off a little bit slow, but I do like the over as well, over 60.5. I think we get a lot of points in the game. And I will take Ohio State laying the 8. I'm not impressed by Washington. Watched them quite a bit, obviously, throughout the season. I'm a fan of the team. Watched them in the Apple Cup. That was a fraudulent 28-point win. I think Ohio State runs them off the field. I also like the over in the game. My favorite bet of the week, Ohio State-Washington, over 51.5. There will be many, many points scored between those two offenses. That's my college football card.
So I'm going to so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tail Femi on the Ohio State-Washington over. This is your favorite bet, so I'll tail you on it.
Favorite bet.
Otherwise, I've got two bets that I like. I'm going to tail you on your favorite bet, and I'm going to tail Colin Wilson on his favorite bet, which was the Bama-Georgia over. What was Kanish's favorite bet?
Yeah, I'll tell that one too. Kanish liked Bama, didn't he?
So Bama was his favorite. I'm gonna text Kanish what his favorite bet is, and I'll read it on the show, and that'll be like, I don't want to tell him. I don't want to bet Bama, so it'll be whatever his second favorite bet is. So Bama, Georgia over, Ohio State, Washington over, LSU is my favorite bet of the week. So LSU, forget the Trinidad, whatever. LSU, Garrett Nussmeier's healthy now. LSU's defense is sick. Give me LSU, and I'm taking the 3.5 with Oregon on the road at Penn State. So four college football bets for me, and then I'll find out what Kanish likes. Bill, what are the real ones like in college football this weekend? YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network.
All right, Nick, let me give you a couple of them here. We'll start with Johnny Boy. His favorite bet tonight is the 59.5 over in FSU, Virginia. He says both teams can score in droves. And I'll give you one more here from Steamy Roller. Auburn plus 6.5. Expect Jackson Arnold to play better after an emotional game last week. Auburn wins outright on the road.
I want to take Auburn also. I'm adding Auburn to my card. Bill, what do you think Steamy Roller like means?
I'm not really sure. You know, steamrollers. I don't know. Guy loves his picks. I don't know.
Yeah, Femi?
Must be betting, right? Chasing the steam, rolling with the steam.
I have to tell, like, I ask you these questions. Like, I literally ask that question. I'm like, is Femi going to get us all fired right now?
No, man.
On the other side. Tyler's best college football prop for the weekend, and all our NFL bets coming up for week 4.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, our NFL bets for tonight for the weekend coming up momentarily. College football card for yours truly, just to confirm. Auburn, Bama, Georgia over, Ohio State, Washington over, Oregon, and LSU for yours truly. Let's find out what Tyler Morales' favorite prop is for the weekend. Tyler, have you lost a prop yet, given out on You Better You Bet?
Last week, Tulane got beat so bad. I had their quarterback, and they just benched them. So, yeah it wasn't
I should have known, given that we didn't get like a braggadocious text from Tyler. Yeah. So, let's see if you can get back on the horse here. By the way, this is why you're not number one in the power rankings. That's why.
And I can't go 52-0 on college football props. All right, I love a bet in this Alabama-Georgia game.
But you said you were coming for DiMaggio. Like you're making it like we expected you to do that. You put that expectation on yourself.
I did say that. Yeah, I have high expectations for myself. And, you know, I lost the next day. So it's all good. It happens. We're going to win this weekend. Ryan Williams' prop. Remember last year, he had 7 catches for 177 yards against Georgia. This Georgia secondary is not good. It's probably the weakest part of their team. We saw Chris Brazell for Tennessee absolutely torch them last week. So Ryan Williams' prop. If I said this number, would you be surprised? 62.5 in a game we think is going to be a shootout. So Ryan Williams over 62.5 yards. I love this prop. So, and I also like Alabama. So let's go Alabama and Ryan Williams.
I mean, there has to be a reason why the number's that low. I feel like it's going to go way over. Like, what the hell do I know?
They have another receiver, Jeremy Bernard, who gets a ton of targets too. They're both lined equally. So Ryan Williams has not had a good start to the season.
Giovanni Bernard? What's his name?
Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy. Yeah.
What's his first name?
Jeremy. It is Jeremy Bernard.
Yeah. Jeremy like Bernard.
Jeremy
yes.
or Jeremy?
No, Jeremy.
it's Jeremy. It's
like spell it.
G E R M I E. Jeremy Bernard.
So it okay. So it actually
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's not Jeremy. Yeah.
What's his real? Is that his real name? Can we look that up?
I looked it up earlier. It's a real name. Jeremy Bernard.
What a name. Jeremy. Yeah.
Good player, too.
He's born in Vegas, too. I didn't know he was a Vegas guy. Went to high school in Henderson. Yeah, there's no nickname. Jeremy.
I'm going to start calling Femi Snapple Facts. Just like, but this guy's name Femi's like, but Vegas guy went to high school in Henderson. What? What's that have to do with anything?
You're talking about Jeremy Bernard. It has a lot to do with him. You know?
Never know where you're going, unless you know where you come from.
Right?
Here we go. Wikipedia Bebefe. Oh, wait, Chef Wikipedia. All right. Anything Chef else Wiki. On college football, guys? Or we're going to the National Football League?
Let's go to the NFL.
Shepopedia is funny. Just like, I mean, come on, man. It's like, he took music classes in high school.
In the choir, I believe.
Anyone know? Oh, wait. He actually grew up rooting for the Dallas Cowboys.
America's team. Jeremy.
All right. NFL bets
now. You did 4-H.
All the latest injury news. Femi, I hope you've got this injury news ready because my brain is not processing. Jake, please lay down the Mario music. Oh, yeah, Tyler. We begin our week 4 NFL Sunday betting sojourn in Dublin, Ireland. Yeah. With the Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. The Super Bowl 9 rematch the world has been waiting for. Femi, side and total of this game. Vikings a juice 2.5-point favorite. Total 41. Injury-wise here, Andrew Van Ginkle out, Donovan Jackson out on the offensive line, J.J. McCarthy obviously ruled out, Carson Wentz will start, Alex Highsmith out for the Steelers, Jalen Warren added to the injury report, but he is expected to play, Joey Porter Jr., Jonnu Smith, questionable for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, if we ever get to 3, I'll have to bet the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think that's just a little bit too much. I mean, it's Carson Wentz in a neutral, like, come on, like, it cannot be 3. But if it does get there, because I think a lot of people really want to fade Pittsburgh this week, so there's the chance that this happens tomorrow, maybe early Sunday morning, at that point, I'd bet Steelers. If not, I'm just going to pass this game. I think that the Minnesota should be favored, shouldn't be by more than a field goal, or shouldn't be by a field goal, I should say. And if that happens, I'll bet them. So, yeah, right now, this to me is a pass early on. Let's see where the market goes.
I'm waiting to see if we get the 3 also. I would bet Steelers +3. But candidly, if we get, this is a 9:30 a.m. kickoff, and I have a show from 8 to 9, and then Femi and I are on from 11 to 1 Eastern, and I'm going to want something to do. So I'm going to bet the Steelers no matter what. So I'm hoping to get a 3. If not, I'll bet +2.5 and a little money line. I like the Steelers against the Vikings. All right, 1 o'clock slate Eastern. Texans hosting the Titans, both teams 0-3. Houston, a juiced 7, but the number is still 7 at BetMGM. Total 38.5. J.C. Latham, Tennessee's hulking right tackle, misses another game. Derek Stingley, questionable for Houston, but we do think that he will play. Got a limited practice in on Friday.
7 feels like a bet on Tennessee. It's just, do you want to stomach it? I do not. Under 39.5 feels like a bet as well. Do you want to stomach it? Based on how totals have been going, I do not. But like those to me feel like the sides, like Titans under, like if you want to parlay that, it feels like that's what's going to come and get there and get you to the window, because Tennessee, I don't think their offense is doing much against this Houston defense. So for me, this is going to be a pass. I would lean towards the under in Tennessee, though, if I had to bet the game. I just don't want to do it. There's other games that I have other bets out there this week that I like a lot more than this.
I said it on Monday. I took 7.5 with the Titans on Sunday night. I do think that Bo Hardigree taking the offensive play calling duties from Brian Callahan does introduce a little more variance into this game. And for what it's worth, Hardegree was the Raiders' interim offensive play caller for Antonio Pierce's interim tenure as Raiders coach down the stretch that season, which did see them like beat the Chiefs. Like he was not bad. I'm not saying he's going to be great, but I do think this adds some variance to the game. I don't love my bet, but I think I'm going to beat the market. So I'm in on Titans +7.5. And to quote Stone Cold Steve Austin, don't trust anybody. Also to quote Stone Cold Steve Austin, that's all I got to say about that. Falcons and the Commanders. Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin both ruled out for the Commanders. Hat tip to our friend Rob Bazzola, who said yesterday on the show he didn't expect Daniels to play and to bet the Falcons prior to that news coming out. Because now, with the news out and Marcus Mariota starting for Washington, Atlanta now a 2.5-point home favorite, total 43.5. A.J. Terrell will miss this game for the Falcons. And honestly, without Terry McLaurin, not a bad game for A.J. Terrell to have to miss.
No, no Terry McLaurin, no Noah Brown, which I usually wouldn't bring up Noah Brown, but when you don't have McLaurin and now Noah Brown starts to kind of matter, it does matter for this passing game for the Washington Commanders. Debo Samuel is going to be their guy for Marcus Mariota and some of the other young players that they have playing behind their usual starters at wide receiver. But this is a bet on the Falcons for me. I'm surprised the market hasn't gone all the way to 2.5 at most spots. BetMGM is there, but there's still some twos that are available in the market. Like, this is the opposite of the fallen hero spot. That was last week. I don't know what this is, but I don't see this working out with Marcus Mariota on the road against a team that just got blown out and embarrassed last Sunday. I like Atlanta. I bet some money line at -105 earlier today. I would still even lay 2 or 2.5. I think the Falcons get it done at home. This is one of those must-win games. That's not really a must-win game, but like you got to win this one with the backup quarterback at home.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't trust Michael Penix Jr. right now. Which doesn't mean that I want to bet the Commanders at this price, but if we get 3, I'll consider taking 3 points with the Commanders on the road. I think Washington's better than Atlanta, and maybe Penix is going to be awesome. And yeah, is it a revenge game? She never should have started.
Head coach and quarterback.
First place. I guess. I mean, I guess so. Washington +3 would be in consideration for me. Otherwise, I think this game will be a pass. Moving on. So the Saints and the Bills in Buffalo. Buffalo, a 15.5-point home favorite. Biggest spread of the season so far. Total is 48. Chase Young misses another game for New Orleans. Matt Milano, Ed Oliver out again for the Buffalo Bills, Femi, on defense.
Yeah, I think the side is just right. Buffalo should be favored by more than a couple of touchdowns, and they are. The total is where, if you really wanted to bet it, that's where I would look. I mean, I don't think Buffalo's defense is all that good. I don't think anybody does. And now they're still down a couple of key defenders. And New Orleans offensively, last week's game got away from them, and that was a much better defense on the road facing the Seattle Seahawks. Maybe it's an over bet on this one. I think if I wanted to bet this game, it would be towards the over. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but like, let's check back on Sunday when we do countdown to kickoff. I might have a bet on the over. I just want to think a little bit more about this one, but that's the only thing I would do with this game. I think the point spread's just right.
I'm not going to bet the game. If I did, I think I'd lay Buffalo. But, you know, there is a path for New Orleans to covering, which is the Bills kind of, you know, mess around and play with their food, and New Orleans runs a million plays on offense, and maybe that variance leads to the Saints covering a big number. I don't want a lot to do with this game. I think the Bills might win like 38-3. And something else to consider with this game, if it goes poorly, and it will, for Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck's going to play. And I think a question that everybody needs to ask themselves, if you want to bet this game, what does that mean if Shuck comes in? I think he starts chucking the ball down the field, and it could go poorly or it could go well. This game is a stay away for me, the Saints and the Bills. I think the Bills are going to win by a lot, so does the betting market. And that's all I got to say about that. Lions and the Browns in Detroit. The Lions, a 10-point home favorite, Femi. It's juiced towards Cleveland, but the number is 10 at BetMGM. The total currently sitting at 44.5. Taylor Decker and Al-Kadeen Muhammad, who look like Lawrence Taylor on Monday night, are both questionable. Jack Conklin, questionable at right tackle for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, a little bit of trash talk in this game here. John Morton talking about how the Browns have not seen a running game like theirs, and Myles Garrett said, hey, well, they haven't seen a defensive front like ours as well. So a little bit of intrigue to this game that I think everybody expects that Detroit should be able to take care of business. The betting market thinks, though, as well. I'm not putting my money on this game. For what it's worth, though, I do have in a contest Detroit laying the 9.5. So if you really want something to bet with this game, I would be on the Detroit side as I am in a contest that is a five-week pick 'em spread type of deal, a five-game-a-week pick 'em spread deal. So, yeah, I think the Lions take care of business. I think the Browns, their week was last week. They come back down to earth. Detroit's very much paying attention to this team. I think they take care of business and roll on Sunday.
I think I'm going to pass this game. If I had to bet it, I would take the points with the Browns with that defense. But just no matter what side of the game you like, make sure you get the best of the number. If you like Detroit, lay 9.5. If you like Cleveland, find a 10. BetMGM has the 10 right now for the Cleveland Browns. So again, whatever you like, if you like Cleveland, take plus 10. If you like Detroit, lay 9.5. Give yourself the best chance of winning, or at least pushing your bet. Moving on to New England. We took the Patriots and Survivors, so we think they're going to win. New England, a 5.5-point hope. So here's the thing. Honestly, like, we need to have another Survivor conversation. What if Christian Gonzalez doesn't play? He's questionable. I think he's going to go.
I mean, the deadline is 4 o'clock West Coast time tomorrow, so 7 Eastern. If he gets ruled out early Saturday, like, let's all text and pivot.
Okay.
But if he plays, I think we go with New England. I mean, New England's my favorite bet of the week, like, regardless of Gonzalez playing or not. Now, Survivor, if Gonzalez does not play, it does change the equation. But for bets purposes, I love New England anything under 6. I think Carolina stinks. I think last week was more about just Michael Penix Jr. New England should have won last week. I do think that they're starting to turn a corner if they could just protect the football. Vrabel against Canales, come on. Patriots win this one by a touchdown. I like New England quite a bit.
Do you think I could get away with texting some of my NFL insider friends like, hey, do you think Christian Gonzalez is going to play or no? Probably not, right?
I mean,
save that bullet for another time.
Save that.
Yeah, right.
Save that for April. Come draft season.
All right. But no one knows anything anymore. That everything's been nerfed there.
I heard Genty was going to go to the Jags. Yeah.
I laid the Patriots. I think I laid 4.5 on, like, Sunday night. So I'm in on New England. Femi's in on New England. Let's go Patriots. What could go wrong? Chargers at the Giants at the Jersey Meadowlands. Jackson Dart making his NFL starting debut. The Bolts, 6.5-point road favorites, total 44. Mekhi Becton, Will Disley out for the LA Chargers. Tyrone Tracy missing games here 2 to 4 weeks with a dislocated shoulder. Graham Gano out, don't you know. Youngway Koo will kick for the Giants. God.
Youngway signed. That's your guy. He's now on big blue. I'm staying away from this game, but I will caution people, like, because I know the Chargers could probably be in a lot of folks' money line parlays. They might tease it down to a half. Just don't get too crazy. Please bet within your means, because, like, these are the kinds of games where you look up and say, wow, this team actually pulled off the upset. They are putting a new quarterback in. We don't know about Jackson Dart. He could be great. He could be bad. I think all outcomes are on the table. So for that reason, I'm passing this game. But just be careful betting this game, because who knows what Jackson Dart looks like.
I might bet a little Giants money line here. Might. And I agree with what Zola said on the show yesterday, which was, like, Charger. I think it's Chargers alts, like 9.5, 13.5, or Giants money line. And it's not just Dart, and if Dart's good, although that matters a lot. It's also that this Giants pass rush could really impact a Chargers offensive line that's down Becton, that obviously lost Rashawn Slater in the preseason, that got worked by the Broncos this past Sunday. And no one's talking about it because Bo Nix missed 3 wide-open touchdowns. So I do think the Giants are a little more alive than the betting market indicates, but you need a couple things to happen to get there, or the Chargers win big, Chargers alt, or Giants win outright. On the other side, the rest of our bets for Week 4 NFL Sunday to wrap up the Friday edition of the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we'll wrap up the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the rest of our bets for Week 4 NFL Sunday, but first we have to pay the bills. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet. Subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star review. And also, Like, comment, and subscribe. We want people to subscribe, right? To YouTube and Twitch. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you can comment also. YouTube.com/@BetMGM Network. Comments are good. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Mike Brown says comments are good for the algorithm. Thank you, Mike. Subscribe to the YouTube page, subscribe to the Twitch page. Thank you, Sidola, before we bring Brad Evans onto the show and give you the rest of our bets. We had two tremendous guests on the program today. Colin Wilson, Big Bets on Campus, Action Network. Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager. We appreciate both of them. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Engineer and number one in the power rankings for the show this week, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer and number two in the power rankings by virtue of everyone else being bad, Addie Bates, and our video producer, Mike Brown. He gets the God's Perfect Creation status back when we get Rob Pizzola on video next week. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvat and our guest at this time, the legendary Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Happy Friday, gentlemen. Hopefully you're going to make a whole lot of moolah this weekend.
I hope so, my friend. Brad, what is your best bet for NFL Sunday? A prop aside, a total, 30 seconds.
Naturally, it's going to be a prop. Chris Olave, guys, I'm going to go to the alt market at reception. 7 or more at +130. Yeah, roll the shoulders. It gets seduced by the Jews. The fleur-de-lis, they're 15.5-point dogs against the Buffalo Bills. And you look at the matchup, mano y mano for Chris Olave. Going to get a lot of Taron Johnson out of the slot. He's giving up a 77.8% catch rate on the year. Olave is just being force-fed throws off the hand of Spencer Rattler. He's got over a 31% target share, 12.3 targets per game, only a 47 ranking at catchable target rate. But a lot of those are the short field throw variety. He's already gone 7, 6, and 10 receptions, so he's hit the over in 2 or 3 games. +130, they're already down 25-0 right now. Give me Chris Olave, baby. They get those 7 or more grabs. Again, that's significant plus juice.
Brad, great job as always, my friend. Have an awesome show tonight on BetMGM Tonight. Good luck with all the bets this weekend. Go Illini, and we will catch up with you on Monday.
Baker, the touchdown maker, over 1.5 passing touchdowns at +120. I'm out!
The great Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. Brad, Ryan Horvat, weeknight 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here on the BetMGM Network. He's a trip, man. He's the absolute best. All right, back to the football bets. Jake, please lay down the Mario music. And Femi, let's go to the Eagles and the Bucks in Tampa. Tampa's been Philly's bugaboo throughout the years. Todd Bowles messing with Jalen Hurts. Eagles, 3.5-point road favorites. Total in the game is 44. Mike Evans is out for Tampa. We know that, dealing with a hamstring injury. We're expecting Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs to make their season debuts on Sunday for the Buccaneers. Femi, how are you betting this game, Eagles and Bucks?
Yeah, no bet for me currently. I missed out on the early Eagles -3, but if that's ever pops again, that would be a bet. I'm a little bit concerned about Brad's guy, Baker, the touchdown maker, dealing with his bicep injury. Yeah, he's going to play, but is he going to be 100%? I'm not so sure. So Eagles 3 is a bet for me. I'll be on the lookout this weekend, but as it stands right now, no bet.
I laid 3 with the Eagles earlier in the week. Talked about it on the show on Monday. If I didn't have any action on this game, probably Eagles and moneyline parlays. I'd laid Philly. And I understand, like, the narrative that the Bucs have had their number, and they have. Yep. My opinion is, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, I think they shed so much of the past baggage. And we saw it in the second half last week against the Rams when I think they announced to the world that we are not letting this go sideways like it did a couple years ago on offense. My expectation is that they come out and flame this Bucs defense. I like the Eagles to win and cover on Sunday in Tampa. Also, I laid 3, not 3.5. Rams and the Colts in Los Angeles. The Rams, 3.5-point home favorites, although this looks like it'll drop to 3 at BetMGM. The -115 towards Indy, +3.5. Total bet up to 49.5, so injury stuff here that people need to know about. Indy star slot corner Kenny Moore is out. That's bad news going up against Puka Nacua. Alec Pierce is out for Indianapolis. That means A.D. Mitchell. I'll have prop overs for him for sure. He will be one of, for show. He'll be one of Indy's starting wide receivers. For show. That's from Superbad, right? DeForest Buckner, questionable. Devontae Adams is questionable. Sean McVay, we think he's going to play. We don't know if he's going to be compromised or not. Rob Havenstein is questionable. One of their starting tackles. Not great going up against Lou Anarumo in this Colts defense. Femi, how are you betting the Colts and Rams?
Yeah, this to me is a bet on the Rams at the price of 3. And like you mentioned, Nick, I do think we're going to get it at some point. I think you're going to see some Indianapolis money coming. They've been very good to bettors so far through the first 3 weeks covering all these games. And once that happens, I like the Rams. I just like getting the Rams at home against an unfamiliar opponent. McVay is a really good coach. West Coast travel for the Colts, time zone difference. So I like the Rams. And it just feels like a good selling point for Indy with everybody kind of jazzed about this team after the first few weeks of the season.
I bet the Colts +3.5. Don't know how I feel about it. We'll readdress this game coming up on Sunday morning. But as of now, I do have money on Indianapolis +3.5. Jaguars and the Niners, Femi, in San Francisco. San Fran, -3.5. That is juice towards the Jaguars. Total of this game is 47. Brock Purdy will start for the Niners. He's back at quarterback. Both Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall are questionable for San Francisco. Deami Brown, who actually matters for the Jaguars offense, questionable for them.
Yeah, I think just too many injuries for the 49ers. And yes, they get the bump of getting their quarterback back, the most important person on the team, Brock Purdy. But no Nick Bosa, Kittle still dealing with the hamstring. Ayuk obviously has been dealing with the knee injury since last season. Now Nick Bosa, I don't like this for the 49ers. I felt the Niners were a little bit overrated anyways going into the season. And now you have these injuries. I'm going to back the team that I'm not really high on whatsoever. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Anything over a field goal, I think, is a bet on Jacksonville. I bet it Sunday night at 4.5. I still like it at 3.5. I think this is a field goal game. Either way, give me the points.
I've been saying all week, I haven't bet the game. I've been Mr. Jaguar this whole season and this whole summer.
Yeah.
I don't like them in this game. And I don't think I'm going to bet the game. And if I don't, I'm rooting for Jacksonville. So, I hope you win your bet. I hope they win the game outright for the season stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually think that if it goes to 3, and I don't know if it'll go to 3 if Pearsall and Jennings both play. I like the Niners in the game. I don't think I'm going to bet it, but if I had to bet it, I would actually lay San Francisco. But I think I want to stay on the sidelines and root for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Game of the week. Is it? Two teams? Ravens and the Chiefs in Kansas City. Loser will drop to 1-3 and probably still be a minus price to make the playoffs. Baltimore, a juiced 2.5-point favorite like it's been all week. At Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Total 48.5. Xavier Worthy will play for Kansas City. He is back in the lineup. And for the Ravens, Nnamdi Madubuike is out. Kyle Van Noy, questionable. Ronnie Stanley, questionable. Isaiah Likely, questionable. How are you betting the Ravens and the Chiefs?
I have not bet this game yet, but I will at some point this weekend. I'm just waiting for the buy point. 3, it would be a bet. But even if the 3 doesn't pop, I'm actually just going to still bet Kansas City to win the game. Like this to me is two teams back into the corner. I'm going to go with the team that just has the much better infrastructure and the team that knows how to win these kinds of games, and that's Kansas City at home. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Baltimore defense. I don't like what I'm hearing from the Baltimore defense and them getting all defensive about how, it's not Zach Orr's fault and this and that, and people, Ravens fans are spoiled. Get out of here with that noise. They're not spoiled. They have high expectations for a team that's supposed to be this great team that never fulfills expectations. Give me Kansas City at home. I think the Chiefs get right. I think the Ravens have some big questions that they have to answer going forward at 1-3.
I like the Chiefs also. FME kind of said a lot of what I think. I'll wait for 3. If I don't get it, I'll just bet the Chiefs. I like Kansas City in the game. Worst unit in this game? Baltimore's defense. give me the Chiefs, and we'll see what the number is that we end up betting. By the way, just because it's on my screen right now, the under in Jaguars-Niners is getting hit pretty heavy. It looks like this is going to come down to 46.5 for people listening and watching live that are interested. Bears and the Raiders, Femi in Vegas, pick the winner of the game, total 47.5. Bad injury report for the Bears. TJ Edwards, Grady Jarrett, Darnell Wright out. Kyler Gordon, Colston Loveland, DeAndre Swift questionable. Michael Mayer out for the Raiders, which means it's Brock Bowers' time.
This should be a get-right spot for this Raiders offense that has gone up against a defense of the Chargers. The Commanders' defense isn't really anything to write home about. They just look horrendous in that one. But I do think the Raiders actually get right here. I think the Bears are a little bit inflated after facing the Dallas Cowboys. I will like the Raiders on the money line. Let's see if we can get a better price on what's currently out there by the time we get to kickoff. But at some point, I will be betting the Raiders this week.
I like the Raiders also. Honestly, might be my favorite bet of the week. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence, just cover baby. This ain't no Cowboys slump-busting defense. Not that the Raiders' defense is great, but I do like the Raiders in this game. Give me the Raiders to beat the Chicago Bears, and we will close, Femi, with your worst nightmare. Sunday Night Football, Micah Parsons and the Packers, a touchdown favorite at your Cowboys. Worth noting, the juice is towards Dallas, so maybe this will come off 7 and go to 6.5. Total, 47.5. Tyler Booker, CeeDee Lamb, both multi-week absences for Dallas. Zach Tom, for what it's worth, is out for the Green Bay Packers. And so is, and Aaron Banks is doubtful. So the Packers are going to be down two starting offensive linemen, likely.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys don't really have many guys up front that can take advantage of that. They used to have one. He's now playing for the Green Bay Packers. I think Green Bay wins the game. I think the point spread's just right as it stands right now. If anything, my bet in this game, and we talked about it on Wednesday during our NFL Awards discussion, it's Jordan Love to win the MVP. Put some more on Love. The slump busters are going to make Jordan Love look like the next greatest quarterback of all time. I think the Jordan Love price in primetime drops quite a bit. That is my bet in the game, adding more Jordan Love to the MVP portfolio.
I don't really... I'll be honest, I kind of want to bet Dallas, but I'm not there yet to make that bet. I think this is probably a pass for me, and I'll bet some props.
It'll be a spectacle. I don't know if it's going to be fun, but it'll be a spectacle.
I think that, seriously, like, someone needs to take the mic away from Jerry.
Yeah. It's... He can't help himself anymore. Okay. Steven, Jerry Jr., Charlotte, please step in.
I like the name Charlotte. Just saying.
It's right. A pretty name.
Everyone have a great weekend. Femi and I will be Sunday morning. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, and I'll be on the fan at 8 a.m. Eastern on Sunday morning. And until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.